back to me, and I won't have to slip around, and I won't have to slip around to have your company.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden has approved federal disaster declarations for several states impacted by Helene, freeing up federal resources. The death toll from the storm climbing to more than 60 people dead across the South this morning. ABC's Johnny Fernandez.
The storm surge, wind damage, and inland flooding impacted nearly every southeastern state.
We never anticipated it to be this devastating.
Helene weakened as it moved inland, but still brought with it damaging winds and devastating floods.
The IDF says it killed another high-ranking Hezbollah commander, Nabil Kouak, in a strike in southern Beirut yesterday. Kouak was the commander of Hezbollah's preventive security unit. This after an Israeli attack Friday killed Hezbollah's longtime leader, Hassan Nasrallah. East Coast and Gulfport dock workers preparing for a strike that could have a big impact on what's in store shelves this Christmas season. Deadline for a deal, 12:01 Tuesday morning. This is ABC News. Embattled, New York City Mayor Eric Adams continues to ignore growing calls for his resignation. More from ABC's Janice Yu.
A day after pleading not guilty to federal bribery charges, Mayor Eric Adams spent a portion of his Saturday in church.
May God continue to bless you.
Speaking at the Greater Allen AME Cathedral Church of New York as it celebrated the installation of a new reverend. Adams is now the first mayor in New York City history to be indicted while in office, accused of taking more than $100,000 in flights and hotel stays from people tied to Turkey and receiving illegal campaign contributions.
The Boeing Starliner astronauts who have been stuck on the International Space Station since June, one step closer to coming home. The SpaceX rocket that will bring the astronauts back launched from Cape Canaveral on Saturday, expected to dock at the ISS this evening. The NASA astronaut and cosmonaut aboard have some work to do in space before they give the two U.S. astronauts a ride home early next year. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Your forecast for this Sunday, calling for highs around 80, northeast winds 5 to 12, sunny otherwise, clear tonight with some patchy fog late, lows of 52, northeast winds 2 to 5. Monday, highs of 82 and sunny skies, Tuesday cooling down quite a bit, mostly sunny highs of only the mid-60s. With light northwest winds, we're at 49 cool degrees.
The Gospel Grid.
Hello, friend, and welcome to the Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up today, we'll be counting down the top songs that will be appearing in the Singing News Magazine October edition.
Always continue to pray and always know that God is listening.
Plus, we'll be debuting a couple of new Southern Gospel releases.
That'll give me a chance to do a little bit of rapping.
It's all great gospel coming up today on the Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to the Gospel Greats.
At number 20, we kick things off with the Gaither Vocal Band. Bill Gaither tells us about the song.
My good buddy Woody Wright and I walk every day. And we've written several songs together. But one day we were walking, he said, I've written a song about 10 years ago that I just ran into. Listen to it, see if you like it. And so we listened to it, and I said, that'll give me a chance to do a little bit of rapping. I've done everything except rapping, so I said, let's do it. Plus, it's just a great story. When revival really does break out, it changes not only the person himself, but it changes the family, changes the church, changes the community. It could change the world.
That's Bill Gaither, and here's the Gaither Vocal Band at number 20. Revival broke out.
Benny and Fred had an altercation, hadn't spoken a word since 62.
They knelt at the altar for an alteration.
They were on and on before the night was through.
Revival broke out, there were tears and laughter. Revival broke out when the people prayed. They were singing about the happy ever after. You could hear them shouting from a mile away. If I live to be 100 or one more day, I know I'll never forget the way. Spirit started moving, there ain't no doubt.
when revival broke out.
Sheila had a heavy load she carried around. She suffered in the silence of her scorn and shame.
For a month or something she was burdened down.
But she gave it up to Jesus when revival came.
Revival broke out, there were tears and laughter. Revival broke out when the people prayed. They were singing about the happy ever after. You could hear them shout from a mile away. If I live to be 101 more day, I know I'll never forget the way.
My composure in the back of the room, drowning in the darkness.
Closing in on me.
Then he opened up my heart like he opened up the tomb.
He set me free.
Revival broke out, there were tears and laughter. Revival broke out when the people prayed. They were singing about the happy ever after. You could hear them shouting from a mile away. If I live to be 101 more day, I know I'll never forget the way. The spirit started moving, there ain't no
revival broke out, the Gaither Vocal Band at number 20. At number 19, the group High Road falls back three spots from last month with their debut release from the album Straight from the Heart. Sarah Davison talks about how she was influenced in gospel music.
The Rambos are an integral part of gospel music and have been for years and years. I grew up listening to Dottie Rambo sing on a lot of the Gaither projects. My grandma had VHS tapes of the Homecoming series, and we didn't have cable. We barely had an old console TV, and we would put that in the VCR and watch the Gaither Homecoming series. And I remember watching people like Dottie Rambo and just the Happy Goodmans and so many wonderful families singing gospel music. And I learned these songs off of those VHS tapes. And then also my grandma played wonderful gospel piano. She played ragtime and she taught me a lot of the old hymns, which I've grown to love. So putting a Rambo song on this album was a great idea. And when we kind of brought it to everyone and brought it to the table, everyone was on board. We love Dottie Rambo's songwriting and we love this song. So we decided on When I Lift Up My Head, He Lifts Up My Heart. And I love it because I get to play the piano solo on it. It was a lot of fun to do. So we recorded this and it's on our new album, When I Lift Up My Head.
That's Sarah Davison and here's High Road at number 19, When I Lift Up My Head.
When I'm down and out, when my heart is full of fear and doubt, when I lift up my head, then He lifts up my heart and my troubles just all roll away. Roll away,
Lord, I'm on the way.
Well, I can see the sun in my head to the ground.
19, When I Lift Up My Head, that's High Road. At number 18, Jonathan Wilburn has an album called Songs from the Front Pew. Some classic songs that you will remember from the early days of gospel music.
I had the idea, and Marley, my granddaughter, who just got saved this year, she said, Daddy Jay, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm just an old guy that sings old songs to old people. And she said, I'm not old, and I like your songs, Daddy Jay. So I said, you know what? These kids and memories of and people need to hear these songs again, kind of the way they were. Instead of trying to reinvent the wheel, I went to Daywind. I told them my vision for these songs. Ben Isaacs, who has such a ear for these songs. And we sat down and had a production meeting, and they said, we like it. Let's do it.
That's Jonathan Wilburn, and he's backed up on this song by the Inspirations, On the Wings of a Dove, at number 18.
On the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love.
A sign from above.
Sign from above.
On the wings of a dove.
Wings of a dove.
When troubles surround us. When evils come, oh, the body grows weak.
Body grows weak.
And our spirits grow numb.
Spirit grows numb.
When these things beset us, oh, it doesn't forget. He sends down his love.
Sends down his love.
Wings of a dove.
Wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow. Sends his pure, sweet love.
A sign from above.
A sign from above.
The wings of a dove.
The wings of a dove.
When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, for land,
he searched for land
in various ways.
Various ways.
Troubles he had some, but he wasn't forgotten. He sent him his love.
Sent him his love.
On the wings of a dove.
The wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow-white dove. He sends his pure.
That's Jonathan Wilburn, On the Wings of a Dove. More from the Singing News Chart is coming up. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
This is Logan Willis. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca and our pastor Diana Lucas, I would like to invite you to this morning's service at 10:30 a.m. We are a family that welcomes everyone with open communion. If you're searching for a place to belong, come as you are. This is a safe church for all ages. We'll see you there at 10:30 a.m. at the Willow Valley UMC in beautiful downtown Ithaca.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
A farmer's health and well-being affect more than just the farmer and his or her family. Farm safety is vital for communities and our economy. September is Farm Safety Month, and it's important for farmers and their families to stay up to date in farm safety training. This message is a service of Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365, with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsboro Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make or model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound services.
Back onto our journey to the number one song in Southern gospel music. At number 17, it's the His Songs from their album, Hallelujah. There is.
What if someone had grace enough to pardon where you've been? What if there was a way to be set free from all your sin? What if there was a peace and it could calm the storm within? You don't have to ask what if, 'cause there already is. There is hope for a new tomorrow. There is a brighter day ahead. A place where every soul's restored and life begins again. Let me testify and reassure you that there is.
Sometimes we often find ourselves searching for some proof, and we tend to question everything the Lord can do. But if you'll take Him at His word, you'll find His word is true. He never broke a promise and He won't start with you.
There is hope for a new tomorrow. There is a brighter day ahead. A place where every soul's restored and life begins again. Testify and reassure you that there is everything you need.
the His Songs at number 17. At number 16, Phil Cross talks about the Poet Voices' new radio single.
When we were picking songs for our new Stowtown Records project, Wayne Hahn and Landon Bean felt like we still needed a straight-ahead Southern gospel song. After that meeting, Donnie Henderson and I wrote several songs with that in mind. One of those songs was It Won't Be Long. It all started with an idea I had to write a song celebrating the rapture of the church. For all my life, I've heard it said, it's soon. And I've always believed that, and I still do.
That's Phil Cross, and here are the Poet Voices at number 16. It Won't Be Long.
The good book said, lift up your head, redemption draweth nigh. Signs everywhere, there's a feeling in the air, keep looking to the eastern sky. Strangers and pilgrims, all God's children, sing redemption's song. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. At a trumpet live, he'll step out on a cloud to call his children home. Jesus will rapture everybody ready, they will call us gone. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. Feel your fear, trouble and tear, the long and the lonely night. The battle we're in, the war with sin, and the never-ending fight. Come tomorrow, pain and sorrow cannot follow me home. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. At a trumpet loud, he'll step out on a cloud to call his children home. Jesus will rapture everybody ready, they will call us gone. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. At a trumpet loud, he'll step out on a cloud to call his children home. Jesus will rapture everybody ready, they will call us gone. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. Heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. At a trumpet loud, he'll step out on a cloud to call his children home. Jesus will rapture everybody ready, they will call us gone. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. Jesus will rapture everybody ready, they will call us gone. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long.
It won't be long, the Poet Voices at number 16. At number 15, falling out of the number one spot from last month, it's Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound Quartet. We are the church.
We are the church. Let's reassert our claim to the power that is ours when we rise in Jesus' name to carry love and mercy and salvation's plan. We are the church, and it's time for us to stand. We are the church, let's reassert our claim to the power that is ours when we rise in Jesus' name to carry love and mercy and salvation's plan. We are the church, and it's time for us to stand.
Leave behind our differences, let His word be our light. Wherever souls are hurting, let's bring the hope of Christ.
Let's go forward with the gospel to the darkness of the night.
As we fix our eyes on Jesus, not to the left or right.
We are the church, let's reassert our claim. The power that is ours when we rise in Jesus' name, declaring love and
salvation's plan. We are the church, and it's time for us to stand. To stand.
We're not a house of programs, but a house of praise and prayer. We're called to be courageous with the message that we share. And if someone has a burden, that's a burden we can bear.
The hands and feet of Jesus anytime and anywhere.
Church last month at number one, this month at number 15. Much more on the countdown coming up, plus in just a moment, a countdown bonus cut.
That sound makes you want to run to your basement in fear because you fear a flood. Then you need Tri-State Basement Repair.
I'm Brent Montre, owner of Tri-State Basement Repair. I started with the goal of helping people in southern Wisconsin solve their basement flooding issues in a friendly, comfortable way. So if thunder makes you fear your basement, call Tri-State Basement Repair today. Get to the root cause of your flooding basement. 877-4-WET-FIX. Online at TriStateBasementRepair.com. Tri-State Basement Repair. Our family helping your family.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop, you can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you and your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun with New Holland at Simpson's Tractor, Richland Center, through September 30th.
It's 6:30 on a Sunday morning. Yesterday was a pretty big day for Wisconsin sports. The Badger football team gets that was a rough one. That was a 38-21 loss to USC, but the Brewers did get the win yesterday by a score of 6-0 over the New York Mets. The Brewers riding a 3-game win streak into today's game at home against the Mets with a 1:30-ish pregame time over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. The Packers in action, and Love is expected to be back against the Vikings. That will have a 10 o'clock pregame time today as the Packers play host to Minnesota. You can hear that game right here on WRCO FM 100.9.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. Before we continue with the countdown, let's enjoy a countdown bonus cut. We'd love to debut new music during this segment. Today, we have something from the Oklahoma-based quartet, Master's Voice. Here they are with One Who Can.
Tell you that I'm sorry for what you're going through. I can tell you with assurance I'll be praying for you. That's true. I can tell you that I'll always be there by your side. I can tell you that I know it's gonna be alright. But I can't fix your situation or turn.
With a countdown bonus cut, One Who Can. And just like that, We're back to the countdown. At number 14, soloist Tim Menzies remains unchanged from last month. The song's message has impeccable timing.
Once in a while, a lyric providentially describes current events with more relevance than the day it was written. Daryl Worley and I wrote Made a Mess about 8 years ago, having no idea it would become such an accurate commentary of the times we are living. God the Father has never been caught by surprise. As we recognize the mess we've made down here, we keep our eyes toward heaven. As our Lord Jesus told us in John 16:33, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
That's Tim Menzies, and here he is with our number 14 song, Made a Mess.
I got a feeling it won't be long. Jesus is coming back to take us home. I know the light is gonna win this war, but Lord, I'm kinda wondering what you're waiting for. So much hatred, round the clock crime. The devil's working him some overtime. People fighting and living in fear. Lord, I know you know we made a mess down here. We got dust on the Bibles, need some Holy Ghost revivals. Gotta get a lawyer if you pray in school. Crooked politicians dividing me and you. What we really need's a little golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do. Who knows, they might just do it back to you. It's in the book, you made it perfectly clear. Lord, I guess you know we made a mess down here. Some Holy Ghost revivals. Gotta get a lawyer if you pray in school. Crooked politicians dividing me and you. What we really need's a little golden rule. I get them crosses off the public square. The Ten Commandments can't be a hanging there. Enough to make a man wonder if the end is near. Lord, I know you know we made a mess down here. It started in the garden, passed down through the years. Lord, I know we made a mess down here. You sent your son to save us cause we didn't have a prayer. Lord, I know you knew we'd make a mess down here. Jesus, blow that trumpet, we'll meet you in the air. I know you always knew we'd make a mess down here.
Made a Mess at number 14, that's Tim Menzies. At number 13, the new group Peach Goldman with our fastest rising song this month, skyrocketing from number 62. Troy Peach of the group talks about the strong lyric.
You know, I have always, through all my years of singing, I've loved songs about storms. You know, Ronnie Henson was one of my favorite storm writers. Songs like In Spite of the Storm and He Pilots My Ship. Libby sang a song back when we were with the Perrys called Keep On. Talk about being in the storms of life. You know, and I've always loved the old song, I'm Holding to That Unseen Hand. And that those songs come to my mind when I think of this new song, Storms I Never See.
That's Troy Peach, and here is Peach Goldman with The Storms I Never See.
Lord, sometimes you call upon the wind and the waves to cease, and there are times when in the storm you calm my heart with peace, but only you will ever know whatever comes my way. has kept a storm at bay. So thank you, Lord, for safety.
Never See. That's Peach Goldman at number 13. The countdown continues in a moment, plus our Southern Gospel headlines for the week are coming up.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
It's grape season at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Come pick your own grapes, perfect for jellies, juice, wine, or just to enjoy fresh off the vine. While you're there, browse the selection of apples and bakery treats, and don't forget to grab some fresh apple cider. Oakwood Fruit Farm is your go-to for fall flavors and fun. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and enjoy the harvest.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Just 14 minutes now away from the 7 o'clock hour as we are moving forward here on this Sunday morning, as it's going to be a nice day out there today, and tomorrow may be one of the last warm days we have for a little while, at least a day in which we get into the 80s, after that cooling down a bit. But keep in mind today, the final hymn sing of 2024 will take place at the Brown Church. That'll be from 2 to 3 o'clock. Right now, it's a cool 48 degrees.
Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. Coming up in just a moment, our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Right now, the number 12 song in Southern Gospel comes from The Kingsmen, from their album Unstoppable God, Praying for the Prodigal.
You bow your head time and again, hope that God's still listening. With tears you've asked for, bring him back, yet the one.
Seems impossible.
Searching for the Prodigal, the Kingsman at number 12. And now for our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. The 16th annual Hopper Heritage Foundation Golf Tournament is taking place on October the 7th at the Deep Springs Country Club in Stoneville, North Carolina. The Hopper Heritage Foundation helps young students pursuing Christian ministry careers with tuition and scholarships. If you're interested in entering a team, call 336-209-1618. Again, that's 336-209-1618. Following the National Quartet Convention, another big event is coming up. Restoring the Foundations is a three-day event, October the 10th through the 12th, taking place in Washington, D.C. at the Museum of the Bible. Ray Flynn gives us more of the details on the event.
We're going to have great gospel music, great Southern gospel music that's going to come right there to the nation's capital in the Museum of the Bible for those 3 days. And then we're also going to have some great speakers and preachers that are going to be there to be a part of that as well. But just looking at some of the people that are going to be singing on this event, Triumphant Quartet is going to be there, Karen Peck and New River. The Inspirations Quartet, the Inspirations are going to be a part of this event as well. The Hoppers, Joseph Habedank, Brian Free and Assurance, the Wisnants, True Song, Justin Cole is going to be there. And then we've got some great speakers like Dr. Ralph Sexton Jr., C.T. Townsend, Dr. Robert Jeffers, Pastor Tyler Galdon. This whole thing is going to be a time for us to come together for refreshing. We're going to have prayer, you know, for our nation, and we're going to be blessed by some incredible music right there in Washington, D.C.
That's Abraham Productions President Ray Flynn. Along with access to the 6 sessions of concerts and worship, you'll have access to tour the Museum of the Bible to learn more about biblical stories, artifacts, and Christian history that has shaped our world. For more information, visit abrahamproductions.net or museumofthebible.org. Joseph Habedank is set to perform at the upcoming Dove Awards.
Well, I got to be honest, this week has been pretty amazing. I turned 39 years old on Monday, and then on Tuesday morning, a day after my 39th birthday, it was announced that I'll be performing at the Dove Awards on October the 1st. It'll air, I think, later that week, and I am so, so excited. I've gotten to sing on the Dove Awards 4 or 5 times, actually one time with Reba McEntire, and that was a huge honor. But this time in particular is special because I'm getting to do a full song, my own song, and I'm getting to use a full band with full production, and I am so honored. Thank you to the GMA. I cannot express how grateful and honored and humbled I am, and I hope that I represent our genre well.
That's Joseph Habedank, and we know he will represent Southern Gospel well. The 55th annual Dove Awards will air exclusively on TBN and TBN Plus on Friday, October the 4th. And those are the Southern Gospel headlines for the week. We're back to the countdown at number 11. It's the Mark Trammell Quartet. Mark celebrating 50 years in gospel music this year. I asked him to take us through his resume.
Started with the Senators, August 17th, 1974, in Memphis, Tennessee. And I got on the bus that morning, got off of a Trailways bus that I had taken from Little Rock. Got on their bus that morning. We drove to Etowah, Tennessee for that evening. And that was the first time I sang to actually make a living and provide for myself. And that night on the program was the Kingsmen and Jerry and the Singing Goffs. And I thought I had died and gone to the good place. I don't remember a whole lot about that night other than I was big-eyed and couldn't believe I was standing there. But those, Ray Shelton saw something in me I didn't see, and he gave me the job. And then, yes, it went from that. I actually spent a little bit of time with the Southmen right out of high school. And that's where I first really got to know Tim Riley. He was singing with them at the time. And then from there, I went to the Kingsmen and the Cathedrals and Greater Vision. and Gold City. Then we started this group 21 years ago as a trio, and the winter of 2010 we became a quartet. And I can't believe it. It just doesn't seem like it's been 50 years. Just doesn't seem like it. But there's some days I get up and I realize that it has been 50 years. Somebody asked me recently if I still enjoyed the travel. And Rodney, if I'm real honest with you, I got tired of the travel about 45 years ago. But I don't ever get tired of watching the countenance on people's face as it changes during the course of a night when we sing these songs. That's what still makes me get on the bus. And stories like a lady told me this afternoon at our booth. She came to hear us a couple of weeks ago, and we sang yesterday, Things Are Different. And she remembered hearing us sing that with the Cathedrals. And she said, back then it didn't mean anything to me. But she said, I've lost my husband and a grandchild in the last 90 days. And that song now, it rang true to me. The fact that I have Jesus to cling to. Even when the changes of life come, I still have Jesus to cling to. That's what makes us do what we do. If we do this for a hobby, I'll just go home. I don't want to do that. It's tough enough out here as it is to be out here for the wrong reasons.
I'm glad Mark's doing it for the right reasons. His group is at number 11 with a song from their album Classics, After All.
After all, this life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain top so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after all.
Trials here are sometimes many, and at times my feet grow weary, till it seems I almost stumble and I fall. But the tender hand that leads me is the hand that keeps me steady, and by faith I know I'll make it after all.
After all, this life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain top so tall, looking over in the city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after all.
By myself cannot make it, but I know He's there to help me. He will hear my cry and answer when I call. Just keep trusting and believing are the words I hear Him whisper. Just a few more days to labor.
Life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain top so tall, looking over in that sea.